Thank you for calling apartments. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. This is Lieutenant Tug Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station up in space. You know?
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. What are you talking about? No, I'm not. Why would I lie about that?
How can I help you?
Well, I dropped a socket wrench. I was doing a spacewalk, and I think it landed in the, like, the courtyard area of your apartments there. Could you go check?
Seriously?
Yeah. I know, I'm sorry, it's so inconvenient. It's like a standard-size socket wrench, and it says property of NASA on it. It's, like, stamped on it.
This isn't a joke?
No, not at all. Why would I joke about this?
Oh, because it just totally sounds like a joking phone call.
Oh, no, ma'am, no, not at all. It's just, it's like property of NASA. I don't think, I don't want someone to pick it up and it ends up on eBay.
It's like, oh, okay.
Made of titanium and...
Yeah.
Okay. Probably space radiation on it.
Yeah, I'll have to just do a walk around my premises.
Okay.
And then how can I reach you to
I'll hold.
You know that I found it?
I can hold.
Oh, it's going to take me longer. It's four buildings on this property.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's probably glowing. You know, it's been through space. It survived the reentry and everything, and it's probably red hot and is radioactive. But it's not dangerous.
Okay.
It's just radioactive. Don't.
Obviously don't touch it.
Oh, no, you can touch it. Maybe just pick it up with a handkerchief or something.
Okay.
All right. I could just call back, I don't know, like an hour or something?
Yeah, maybe like in 20 minutes or so, that should be just fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for checking, ma'am.
Yeah, and what's your name again?
My name is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton from the International Space Station.
Okay. Wow, you guys can really zero in then and see where things fall then, huh?
Yeah. I was looking through binoculars and I can see straight down there and I saw that it landed. It's like right in the middle of the buildings. Like how the buildings are arranged is kind of like right in the center, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, give me... So it's okay to touch it even though it's radioactive? I don't know if I feel comfortable.
Oh, no, it's a different kind of radiation. No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's like the kind of radiation that you get from turning on an incandescent light bulb.
Okay.
So it's fine. It's fine. It's probably all cooled off by now anyway.
Okay, I'll go take a look, and if you just want to give me a call back in 20 minutes, I'll let you know if I found it.
Okay, 20 minutes. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What was your name again?
My name's Jessica.
Okay, thank you so much, Jessica.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
It's been, looks like, 25 minutes now since I talked to Jessica. So let's give Jessica a quick call, see if she found my socket wrench yet.
Thank you for calling my apartment. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. It's Lieutenant Tug Pendleton again from the space station.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, did you happen to find that socket wrench?
I did not at all.
Oh, man. Huh, okay.
Yeah, and I walked every, around all of our buildings.
Yeah.
Unless you can let me know exactly where you're seeing it, then I can go see it.
Oh, we've passed by, so I can't even look down there anymore with my binoculars, but it seemed like it was out in the middle. I wonder if maybe a resident found it and picked it up. Maybe you could send out emails or a poster or something, like ask all the residents if they found NASA's socket wrench.
It says I looked around and just didn't see anything.
Okay, well, if it turns up, do you think you could give me a call back at the number on your caller ID?
I don't have a caller ID.
Oh, okay. Well, I have the number here.
Okay.
It's area code 321, and then the phone number is 420-6969. That's the direct line to the space station. Just ask for Tuck.
Oh, okay. When you were looking down, it wasn't in a parking lot. You said it was in the grass.
Yeah, I thought it was it looked like grass from up here.
Yeah, okay. Because I checked all of my grass areas.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because from space, grass is blue and parking lots are more of like a green gray. So it's hard to tell the difference sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for looking. I really appreciate the help.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Sorry I couldn't locate it for you.
It's no problem. Either way, you've served your country, and We're very proud of you.
Okay, well, have fun up in space.
Okay, thanks. Have fun down there, not being in space. It must be boring.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Pendleton, away!